In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have been invited to witness a story, a sacred story. And because we are witnessing this story, we are invited to participate in it. Every year, we go through the cycle, the liturgical cycle. And this is sort of the culmination of starting at Christmas, hearing some of the story. We started Lent on Ash Wednesday. We did the Palm Sunday, where we saw Jesus coming down on the donkey and being honored and recognized. And then on Holy Thursday, where we had the Last Supper, we call it, Good Friday, when he died on the cross. And last night, when we did the Easter Vigil, where we lit the new fire, and all that had been taken from us was brought back. This story is a good story. It's one of triumph over evil. And by participating in this story, it becomes our story, a story that we are taking forward. For some, we have been participating in this story for years. I remember as a young child being taken to church on Easter. I don't know about you, but we got new dresses, new hats, little white gloves, and new shoes. It was a very special day. It meant something new and special was happening. We got home and we had Easter egg hunt. We had our Easter basket. And it was all special. So my participation started early. When I was in about 11 or 12, I was able to go to midnight mass. We were able to go to the service. Started at 11, and for a young child, it seemed to last forever. But there was something sacred and mystery about being there in the middle of the night and hearing the hymns and in the darkness, holding the candle that was lit from the fire. There was something sacred about it. Something about being invited into the mystery of God that even as a child, I may not comprehend, but I knew that there was something more. Hearing the preacher, and then Easter morn, just being celebrating that Jesus was alive again. This last Good Friday, when I walked the Stations of the Cross in Grosse Pointe, one of the men who was doing one of the stations was a young minister, and he said that he had only become a Christian 8 years ago. So his story began much, much later than my story began, and maybe some of yours. But God calls us. God calls us in God's own way. And it's up to us to respond. So we don't know when God calls us to be part of his story. We don't know what that means for us. But we do know that something special is happening to us. It's a spiritual awakening. That we become awakened to who God is and how God is calling us to be in relationship with him. It's an amazing experience that God would call us. And each time that we celebrate this season, it allows us to go deeper into the mystery of God. To go into that deep place when God calls us into from our soul being, that God said, you are special to me. Sometimes we have feelings about what this call is, but there's no words to surround it because it's sacred. Jesus' story is a hero story. Born in poverty in a little stable, growing up, the mom and a stepfather, basically. And then, claiming his own, kind of being shoved into it by his mother at the wedding of Cana, saying, "It's time, son. It's time that you live out the life God has called you to live out, to fulfill your destiny." And then, because of his great love, he ends up being tried and murdered because he stood up for those who were voiceless. It was a hero's journey because on this morn, many, many centuries ago, he lived. Through his death, he lived, and because he dies, we live. We live for eternity. Ours also can be a story of evil over death, winning, and also winning over evil. And today, as before, when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, it was empty. Because of the emptiness of that tomb, life happened. Life for us as Christians, life for everyone, that we have been fulfilled the promise of God. We have life for ourselves individually, knowing that when we die, it's not the end, but a new beginning. We have life because together we come as a community. So we have a life as a community, as people of God. And we will always know that God loves us. So we become part of the story. As much as those Christians who were at the very beginning at the tomb, saying, "Where is he? What happened?" When they share that God has risen, Jesus, who they knew as the Lord, has risen. And he was going to God and he was coming back. And the story has continued and it goes has gone forward from generation to generation. And after we die, our story will live on because we become part of that story as Christians. It's a sacred story. It's our sacred story. And it's one that has changed us. And it will continue to change us and deepen us into the mystery of God. And someday, when God calls us home, we may have a deeper understanding of what that call is. But we know that we're called today to live it out in our day-to-day life. And we are invited to see Jesus in everyone that we meet, not only our friends and family, but the stranger. And to never know that who we're smiling at, or who we're greeting, or who we're listening to, or who we are smiling at, that's Jesus. Jesus the Christ, who invites us to be in relationship with him and relationship with God. And then we find that relationship in everyone we meet. And so we do not end the story, we continue it. Amen.